Exclusive: West Texas border town sees two shootings in 24 hours. By Randy Clark on February 27, 2023. Eagle Pass, Texas. This once quiet border town experienced two shootings in a 24-hour period Sunday and Monday. During the second incident, Breitbart, Texas was posted near the crime scene as a lone gunman exited his vehicle and fired at another motorist amid a verbal altercation. The incident occurred at the intersection of Pierce Street and Rio Grande Avenue at approximately 10:30 a.m. on Monday. Officers with the Eagle Pass Police Department arrived and located the victim several blocks away from the initial scene. The victim sped away and was uninjured. As Breitbart, Texas looked on, a detective recovered one spent shell casing and the actual bullet fired at the victim. Police have not released a motive. The incident remains under investigation, according to Eagle Pass PD. Less than 24 hours earlier on Sunday, Maverick County Sheriff deputies discovered a man shot in the torso on Yucca Loop. The man was immediately transported to a local hospital. Maverick County Sheriff Tom Schmerber told Breitbart, Texas Sunday's shooting was believed to be related to a theft involving the victim, who was shot once in the abdomen as two men struggled for control of a weapon. The latest shootings in the city add to two others involving law enforcement in recent weeks involving migrant smuggling. There have been four total incidents in less than 2 weeks. As reported by Breitbart, Texas, on Saturday, a Border Patrol agent fired his service weapon, striking a suspected female migrant smuggler who allegedly attempted to run over the agent using her vehicle. In another incident, a Texas Highway Patrol trooper discharged his weapon at a suspected migrant smuggler allegedly in possession of a stolen vehicle after a high-speed pursuit. In that case, the driver of the suspect vehicle allegedly attempted to run over the trooper. An Eagle Pass police spokesperson told Breitbart, Texas, the city is accustomed to few shootings in any given year and that the recent incidents are outside the norm. In another recent case shocking local residents, a corrections officer was arrested and charged with the murder of a female co-worker after the body of Evelyn Guardado was discovered on a nearby ranch. That case remains under investigation. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Prior to his retirement, he served as the division chief for law enforcement operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on Twitter at Randy Clark.